Yeah, thumbing through the paper, see what's happening in the world. Look at this, Marie Osmond. Marie Osmond getting a divorce. Yeah, they said it was the perfect marriage. He a star basketball player in his college, and she just a plain star. But now, Marie Osmond suing her husband for divorce. Yes, she said that when they got together that God would see them through this time, but I guess God decided, hey, every man for himself. I guess he got busy up there. He does that every now and then. You know, you say, well, he'll look, but sometimes, you know, he's got things on his mind. You know, there's 10 billion Chinese people he's looking after, too. You know, he's got a lot to... So, Marie Osmond divorced, disillusioned, and deliciously vulnerable. Yeah, I know a lot of people harass her, especially the rock and roll community. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. She ain't bad when you think about it. That sweet smile. I'd write her a little letter. Dear Marie, you have been married in an unpleasant relationship, obviously, for the last 3 years, causing you great personal strain. Why don't you do something spur-of-the-moment spontaneous and visit me here in Washington, D.C.? You've probably never had a tour of the nation's capital, and when you've done it, it's been a whole entourage. You can come with me. We'll disguise you minimally. No one will even notice you're there. And plus, you know, the big Mormon temple is here. I know you're proud of your faith, so we'll go up there, and I'm sure they'll show you around. And then we'll hit the Foxhole Road Palace and... you know, we'll have a few laughs. What do you say? I mean, what is she doing there with more money than God living in Salt Lake City, Utah? I mean, I wouldn't go there to throw up. And there she is living there in Salt Lake. I mean, who choose? Unbelievable. Poor thing. No wonder she's so miserable. I bet you there's times when she'd be tempted to sing with me. Like right now, she filed for the divorce and she's sitting in that tremendous mansion. I know what she's thinking. She's probably thinking, I'm so alone. Ever since he broke my heart. Ever since you taught a thing you fight. I'm just so all alone. The fights. When I think of the fights that Estelle and I used to have, I remember one time she was cooking dinner. And I said something, I don't know what it was. She just reached out, grabbed the whole pan of Beanie Weenie, pulled out the pan, some Ophelia sucker, and dumped it in there. So I reached across the stove, I got the sauerkraut that was cooking, I pulled out her ski pants, and I dumped it in there. She had some coffee on the back of the stove, reheating. I pulled out her ski pants, I dumped that. She said, oh, yeah? She took a couple of Twinkies, threw them down the back of my pants, and then mashed them up. You cheated and you lied when you told me you'd be true. Oh, how I regret every whispered I love you. You blamed it all on Cupid. You said he'd be the one for us. And now I regret ever having laid eyes upon your boil-infested focus. So the fight escalated from there, screaming and yelling in. She grabbed that big chiffon pie we were having for dessert, and she shoved it down my pants. I said, oh, yeah! I took a whole box of Fruit Loops, and I dumped them down her pants. She said, oh, yeah! Before you know it, there's a thump, 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 thump on the door. Open up, police! I looked at Estelle, she looked at me. I opened the door, there's a lawman standing there. He said, we got a complaint that there's practically a riot going on in there. I said, I'm sorry, officer, we're having a little problem in our marriage, and we just got carried away, I guess. I said, hey, you came at a good time. We're just cooking dinner. You want to stay for dinner? He said, well, sure, I'd love to. I said, great. Open your pants.
It's the grease man.